You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda. Wanda, you're duly warned, Wanda. The mojitos have arrived. They're giving a high five, so I'm sure that the mojitos are, like, going to be really good. There they go. That's the mojitos. Wanda, is it okay if I drink on the radio?
I'm going to say, since you're not here, okay.
Okay, yeah, salud. Okay, so I'm going to have my mojito now. Oh, hot damn.
Not while you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't. Okay,
they're
meanwhile. Really good, Wanda.
Okay.
They're really good.
Good to
so,
know.
Bill, what's in a mojito?
You have your rum, your sugar, and your lime juice. And it's all muddled together, and then, of course, it's finished off with your mint. And our typical.
Absolutely beautiful.
This
is great. You guys got to come to this. We got mojitos. We got maraquitas. We are having a party. We're at heart of Little Havana. And Bill, why is Little Havana taking off again?
Well, we talked about a little bit about the urban revival going on, but you're talking about a neighborhood that's dense. It has accessibility to commercial. People don't want to use cars as much. We're in like the Uber Lyft society now. So, as a matter of fact. My business continues to increase out here, and our valet goes down because we're seeing more and more people using Uber and Lyft. They're living in high-rises, in mid-rises. They're buying great houses, historical houses in the Shenandoah, Riverside neighborhoods. They're restoring them. So we're seeing a lot of people downsize from the West coming back into the neighborhoods, neighborhoods that they might have grown up in, and they're coming back and rejuvenating them. So it's exciting. All of the urban core of Miami is very exciting right now.
It is, and I call it. I had Mike Fay on a while back now, and he said he called it the theory of the donuts. And what it really is the theory of the high density urban corridors. People don't want to get in their cars, they want to have everything here. Here you got Publix, everybody's right here. You can walk basically to everything. You live here, you're saying higher density on Kyocha itself, so you can come downstairs, go get your coffee.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, that's the lifestyle. I mean, time's our most important commodity, and I think that the density and the urban growth addresses those, you know, that commodity.
Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite tenants. I like the ice cream store right next door. They're in Marlins Park.
Yeah, Suka is a beautiful story. Susie, before the recession, we were working on some condo conversions in Little Havana. Susie worked for Countrywide Mortgage and actually was helping us procure loans for some of our buyers. And then by 2009, she had lost her operation. We were having lunch across the street one day. I said, Susie, when I grew up, we would go down to the falls, we would go to the movie theater, and we would get Haagen-Dazs after the movie theater. And she said, and I said, we need that. We have the Great Tower Theater here, a lot of films. I said, we need like an ice cream, coffee. Says, you know what? She goes, Bill, I am going to go. My grandmother used to make an amazing ice cream in Cuba. She goes, I'm going to go, you know, recreate her recipes, and we're going to go back and make ice cream the way my grandmother used to make it. And she went and learned from the Penn State Creamery. She built that business, and now she just opened in Dallas a few months ago. She sells some of her ice cream on the first class of some major airlines, and it's off to the races. She's a Cuban-American. It's a great story. It's a Miami story. It's a Cuban-American story. It's a Kyocho story.
I know who we're having on my next time I come here. That's for sure.
She's a true fireball, Susie. Great person. Oftentimes, and her entire staff is really amazing. She employs a lot of the local students from the neighborhood. Right next door, the cigar store we have there, that was actually the original Navarro Pharmacy store in 1961. Great, great stories. That business goes on to become the largest Hispanic-owned pharmacy in the United States. El Dorado becomes the largest Hispanic-owned furniture store in the United States, open up on Kyocho. So it's just, the neighborhood is just so rich in culture, in history, in its people, its storylines. And we're just, I always say, especially here at the Ball and Chain, we're just stewards of an old brand. We're just here in this timeline. And hopefully one day, people that are just as passionate about what this is all about will continue to carry on this legacy of all of this magic that was created here.
Oh my God, that's tremendous. I wish I could bottle that, but I guess I did record it. You're great. You know, every neighborhood needs somebody that's a visionary. Every neighborhood needs a touchstone food and beverage place where people can gather and where it sets the tone. And it's very hard to really do that effectively. Many people try, but they fail. But without that touchstone point, News Cafe, Joey's, Ball and Chain. I mean, look, You could tell just when I'm putting them in the category.
I was just going to say, that's great company. Thank you for bringing us to that level. But we feel that we were very blessed with that we had history here. That was very important. Also, location, right? We're in real estate. It's there. And honestly, I have great partners. We round out a great team. They have a lot of food and beverage history, and we were able to at least apply my real estate and their food and beverage experience to deliver something very special to Gaiocho.
Yeah, it really is. And I want to mention again, we're going to come here on January 10th. We're going to work with Bill. We're going to do the 500th Freedom Business. That's right. Stay in the lane when I say that. 500th Freedom Business. It is amazing. Thank you so much. And we're going to be on with the CBRE folks. They're going to become a sponsor next month. We're going to have Arden Carson on. It's going to be a tremendous event. Make sure you put that in your book. We're going to have a lot of fun here. We may even have a drink. We're going to try. Wanda, I gave him your idea about the flaming drink. We're going to have drink specials. It's going to be great.
We're going to work on that for the 500th.
Okay. Can I have one named after me? Can I please?
Wanda wants a
just
drink.
Well,
Wanda.
Night. Just that
well,
night.
Yes, that night we will have a, well, we'll probably have, we will have a Wanda. Maybe we'll have a Fluffy drink. What we need to do, Wanda, is we need to get you and Fluffy over here in the next couple of days so that they can take your measure and determine what the appropriate beverage is for you. Bill's nodding here. What do you think about this, Bill? A lot of good drink specials and building the brand here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about the drinks and the food and the music and the ambiance and dancing around a little bit. I saw you dancing a little bit earlier.
So. Oh, yeah, I was dancing. I was having the best time. Wanda, if I came here with you, would you dance with us?
I dance wherever I go. I'm dancing here.
I know Wanda dances wherever she goes as her dancer. Bill doesn't have headsets on today. I got to translate him. So now, Wanda, so you'll tell everybody. We'll get out here. It'll be on January 10th. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, let's talk a little bit about the venue. You've got three different performance areas, or is there more than three?
Yeah, I mean, we do 80. We really care a lot about the live musicians in this town. We produce about 80 hours of live music a week. It starts every day at noon. We open our doors at 11. We have the live jazz happening right now. Later, we're going to have the Pineapple Stage. We have a lot of beautiful productions there. And then, like I said, over the weekend, we're going to get into your big band, your classic Latin salsa, and it's going to get very wild up in here.
Tell me about NYE. What do you got? Because New Year's Eve, I'm just going to say Tito Puente Jr.
Yes. I mean, every year we do a Tito Puente Jr. extravaganza. It's amazing. He blows it up. It's a very, very special event. That we have great packages, but we also, you know, you can go in and you don't have to pay for any package. You can walk right in. Yeah, there's no cover, no minimum.
Say that again.
No cover, no minimum. I mean, that really goes back to Chet Baker. You see it on the wall, the original ball and chain. It really says no cover, no minimum. We really wanted to honor that. We own that from early on, and we're very proud to say, you know, we're not highbrow here. We're a place for Miami, all demographics, all people, the neighborhood, the barrio.
This here is the place where you feel comfortable at home. I'm going to have to say it this way. Tobacco Road closed. This is the place.
Yeah, that was a loss for all of us, really. Tobacco Road was an institution, even to be compared in that company. But we want to do our part for Miami. We have a lot of great, beautiful musicians in this town, and we truly believe in investing in the musicians, providing them a stable, honest living wage so that they can continue to perform their art.
Oh my gosh, you're actually creating an entire vibe, and I'm losing my mind here about what's really going on. Well, no, every
blow
neighborhood
has.
It's blowing my mind. I only had a sip of the mojito. And there's a big, big pineapple here, too. It's amazing. They've got the pineapple stage, they've got the mojitos. You've got to come in, you've got to meet George up front. Darius handles the back, and it's just absolutely the best. Wanda, we're going to come and we're going to bring Fluffy. We'll make some time. Next week, we'll come see Bill while it's a little bit quieter. Now, Bill, tell me, you do a lot of events here, too. Tell me about the events. There's two going on right now.
Yeah, we're always doing corporate and private events. A lot of holiday events, a lot of office parties have been happening right now. Birthday parties, I mean, bar mitzvahs, weddings. It's unbelievable. People, they want to be under our pineapple stage. They want to be in the Gaiocho lights. They feel the magic down here. It's special. It really is. You feel it when you come into the neighborhood.
You really do feel it when you come into the neighborhood. And Miami is going to become more homogenized. Miami will become more homogenized as the brands come in and they distribute themselves equally into all these little sub-neighborhoods. And the neighborhoods will become homogenized unless you have defenders of the true quality and tradition. In Wynwood, you've got the Dave Lombardi's and the Joe Furse. Here in Little Havana, you've got, I'm going to have to say, you've got Bill You've got Frank Mello, some great people. So there's a lot of great things happening. We're going to sort of try to head in towards wrapping up, Bill. Tell us a little bit more about what you've got coming up in the new year.
Well, we have a really great project that just opened up recently. It's an old restaurant that we were able to take the reins over called Altos Mexicano up the street. And there's just a lot of really cool, exciting real estate. The Tower Hotel is going to come back on, and we're going to see that happening in March. So that's going to be a real boon. We're going to have the first hotel, a resort hotel, right here in the cultural district. Very, very important.
So now somebody doesn't have to come in and stay in an Airbnb. They can actually come stay in a world-class hotel, have a world-class social experience, cultural social experience. Sure. And that's what urban tourism is all about. Tourism today is not about the beach as much as it's about the experience off the beach.
Absolutely. People are really looking for those experiences. They want to get behind the walls. They want to get into our courtyards in the neighborhood. They really want to peel back the layers and find those really special moments. And this neighborhood is full of them, chock full of them.
Oh, yeah. There's great places. And I got to tell you, you got your Instagram moment here with Santa. You got the Instagram moment with the pineapple. You got Instagram moment with the ball and chain sign. Now, one last quick question. We only got about a minute left. What? How did they come up with the name Ball and Chain, and it couldn't because the guy just got divorced?
I really don't know. I mean, I will tell you that it's out there for anybody that really knows that. I've never actually met somebody who was part or went to the original Ball and Chain. I never have met somebody.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to do a search. We're going to have to, every time we come here, go, anybody who went to the old Ball and Chain has to come and find Bill, bring a picture.
Reward. I will say publicly, if we can get any photos or evidence of that, that would be amazing.
Always a reward. It's a reward.
It's a reward. That's right. The reward for you, Wanda, is that we're going to name a drink after you and Fluffy.
Okay.
So, well, you're going to come out here. Yeah, Bill is already figuring it out. Now, what's your favorite? Your favorite liqueur or whatever? What would it have to be based on, Wanda?
Well, I was thinking a black and tan. Myself.
Black and tan. She needs black and tan. That's her.
I think
that's
I like
her
that,
for
that.
Sure. Oh, well, hold on. He's saying something I can't even pronounce. Hold on.
We're going to get one of the Cantineros here from the Ball and Chain to whip something up special for you, Wanda.
I like when they make, like, it's like a feat to make this drink. It's a whole activity.
That's what he's going to do. He's got, like, these Mixmaster guys.
Oh, awesome.
And they're going to come and make a special thing, and they're going to talk to you, like, on Food Network. Well, you see the
like Tom Cruise and Cocktail.
You will be like Tom Cruise. We will make the guy spin the shaker just for you. All right, Wanda?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, I want to thank my good friend Bill Fuller. Oh, we're having a great time. Look at this. Oh, an abrazo. Cheers. I'm doing one on the... everybody, cheers to everybody. Come have mojitos and mariquitas with us. We'll be back with more great information. We're going to have the guys from Sexton on. We put them on tape because it's a little loud here, but that really is going to give me a chance to hang out with Bill. But Wanda, I'll be here for the end of the show. I'll be checking back in. Everybody have a great happy holidays. I'll talk to you in about 20 minutes.
Came here tonight.